Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has accused the Turkish counterpart, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, of using terrorism as a tool against Syrian people. Assad made the accusation in a meeting with a visiting delegation of the Armenia-Syria Friendship Group. He said the Turkish president, quote, represents Ottomans who committed massacres against Armenians 100 years ago. The Syrian president also warned against the spread of terrorism in the world. Assad stated that Damascus and Yerevan face the same challenges and dangers. Tachat Vatapetyan, who heads the delegation, said Armenian people stand by Syrians in their fight against terrorism. Media reports indicate that Turkey has provided patronage for ISIL terrorists infiltrating into Syrian territory. Joining us from Nara, Japan via Skype is Ryan Dawson. He's a human rights activist. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV. Now, in recent days, more evidence has come to light of Turkey's involvement in supporting and propping up Tekfiri terrorist groups like the ISIL. How dangerous do you think this use of terrorism as a tool is for achieving regional aims?
Well, this is nothing new for Turkey. Of course, as was brought up earlier, they're involved in the Armenian genocide, which still hasn't been recognized fully by the United States, thanks to lobbies from Turkish lobbies. It's just political, but the rest of the world knows what happens. And they, of course, ethnically cleansed the Kurds all through the 1990s with full U.S. aid. And then we have this new leaked report from the DIA back from 2012, which states openly that the West, the Gulf states, and Turkey were aiding the Islamic State. So this is admitted by U.S.'s own intelligence agencies. And we have years worth of evidence of Turkey giving refuge to the FSA and to ISIL groups. There's very little difference between the two. And engaging in these acts of terrorism is extremely dangerous because it's murdering people and it's going to cause a reaction of more sectarian violence as a response.
Well, you mentioned this DIA report and, of course, recent other media reports as well that showed pictures of weapons being shipped into, being basically carried into Syria through Turkey. However, are you at all surprised at the silence at the international platforms like the UN Security Council regarding this?
I'm not shocked at the silence at all, because it's not just Turkey. This same playbook was done in Libya as well, and it involves the Americans, and the Americans have a lot of influence over the UN and the Security Council. This is the West and Turkey and Gulf states together for their regional hegemony against Syria. Syria is vital with Iran, and also Hezbollah has been fighting ISIL, and we have the Americans and the Israelis acting as al-Qaeda's air force. It's ironic because al-Qaeda supposedly attacked the United States on September 11th, yet they've been fostered by U.S. intelligence agencies at the same time from their inception as the Mujahideen in Afghanistan. And so this back and forth of terrorism and paying covert mercenaries and privateers is very dangerous because it has a lot of blowback and a lot of people die.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the issue of blowback. What kind of a blowback do you see happening for Turkey particularly, which does share a large porous border with Syria?
Well, I wish I wish the violence would end, but it is inevitable that there is going to be blowback in Turkey at some point. You can't continue to terrorize or assist proxies indefinitely without a violent reaction.
All right, let's leave it there for now. That's Ryan Dawson, human rights activist, joining us from Nara, Japan via Skype. Many thanks indeed for your comments here on Press TV, sir.